The Democratic National Convention gets underway in Charlotte, North Carolina today. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson is there and yesterday had a chance to talk with former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland about his speech to the convention this week. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Marianne.
So what did former Governor Strickland have to say yesterday?
Well, he was pretty animated when I talked to him. I mean, he's going to speak Wednesday night at 9 p.m., do a seven-minute speech, and it's sort of a rebuttal to what Governor John Kasich said last week at the convention in Tampa, the Republican convention, where he basically took credit for an economic recovery in Ohio and blamed the Obama administration for standing in the way of further progress. He said he's not going to mention Kasich by name, but he said he's going to set the record straight and say that it wasn't him, it wasn't John Kasich, but it was the Obama administration policies, particularly the stimulus and the auto industry bailout, which helped Ohio bounce back to a certain extent.
Now, of course, Kasich defeated Strickland in the election last year.
Right.
What does the governor, former governor, say about that race? Does he talk about it anymore, talk about running again?
Oh, yes. He's actively considering running again. There are a lot of people in the party encouraging him to do so. He told me that he'd make up his mind about that by the end of the year. Now, he's not the only one thinking about running. Richard Cordray, who was the Ohio Attorney General, is now working in the Obama administration, is also a possible candidate. So is Congressman Tim Ryan from Northeast Ohio. And Ed Fitzgerald, who is the county executive in Cuyahoga County, has already announced that he's going to run. So there's possibly a primary fight looming.
Now, are all these gentlemen at the DNC trying to gather support?
No. Ted Strickland, obviously, is here, and Ed Fitzgerald is here. Tim Ryan was up in Akron yesterday working with a bunch of Obama volunteers. Have not seen Richard Cordray yet, but would not be surprised to see him very soon. This is an unusual convention for the Ohio Democrats in that it's the first one in a very long time where they didn't have a statewide constitutional office elected official. They have none of the offices. There's nobody who has power, either in the legislature or on the executive side, and they're not used to that.
Well, they do have the Democratic Senator, Sherrod Brown, U.S. Senator. Are you expecting to see much of him?
My understanding is he is going to spend one day at the convention, and we're not sure yet which day that is. He's going to, you know, he's in a tight race, and I think he thinks he's better off spending his time campaigning in Ohio.
Well, there are some Cincinnatians, part of the Ohio delegation, who will be speaking at the delegation breakfast this morning. Tell us about that.
That's right. Cincinnati Mayor Mark Mallory is supposed to speak, and so is Eric Kearney, who is the Senate Minority Leader, the Ohio Senate Minority Leader, and considered one of the rising stars in the Democratic Party. They're going to speak.
They'll also hear from Kathleen Sebelius, who sort of is an Ohioan.
Well, yeah. Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, obviously is a Cincinnatian. She is the daughter of former Governor John Gilligan, and she'll be talking to the Ohioans today.
What's the role of the breakfast this morning? What do you think they're trying to achieve?
Well, it's mostly a pep talk, and it's also a way for the party to get out logistical information to people about, you know, how to get to the buses, how to get down to the convention center, how to get back at night. And it's more of an informational session, and the rest of it is just pep talks. We're also going to have Ashley Judd, the actress from Eastern Kentucky, is supposed to stop by this morning.
Now, you'd think she'd be going to the Kentucky delegation.
And she may well.
Howard, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can read his stories from the convention and his Inside Pitch blog at WVXU.org. Thursday at noon, he'll host an online chat from the Democratic National Convention.